actually, we want to know, men, where do you guys hang out? Where do you go? And, like, don't just say, well, we go to the gym. We go to the gym, too. Where else do you go?
Do y'all like to eat? Because I like to eat.
Right.
Your girl like to eat, and I don't be seeing y'all at the food places that I be at.
Girl, I'm like,
they don't have hobbies, they don't go out and eat. What do you do? Now, fellas, I know what you guys are thinking. Who in the hell are these two females? This video may look familiar with some of you guys. That's because I've reacted to this video before. However, a lot of you guys kept sending this clip to me over and over and over and over. I don't understand why. But anyway, so I decided, okay, all these brothers are sending me this clip. So, who are the sisters? The first thing I did was go to Instagram to see if I can find them. I couldn't find the sister to the left. However, I found the sister to the right. Her name is Nina Galli. Hello, welcome to Reactions and Reviews. I'm your humble host, Eze. Thank you, and I hope you enjoy the show. Her TikTok name is Nina Does The Most. Come to find out, I see why a lot of you guys were sending me her clip. She is very popular on TikTok. She has almost 500,000 followers on TikTok. Let's see what she's doing.
Another day of being hot in LA. You know what that means. Nobody's gonna talk to you, and the ones that do, it's like, what? Okay, so here I am having lunch by myself at Joey's of Woodland Hills. Let me start off by saying this. When you're a pretty girl, like when you were 9, 10, you're gonna be lonely, okay? You're not gonna have a big group of friends. You're not gonna have a bunch of guys just at your feet. If you do have a bunch of guys at your feet, you're not a 9 or a 10. I said what I said. 9, 10s, we be getting humbled. They wanna humble you. They don't wanna compliment you because they feel like, oh, you received that too much. Too much compliment, her head gonna blow up. So I'm just never gonna tell her anything. And I'm also not gonna approach her because she probably got a man or 10 men. And she probably is a bitch because she's beautiful. So we get that, right? That's fine. I'd be prepared to go by myself out to eat. And that's the thing. Y'all remember Taco Tuesday Bay and Mexican Food Bay from like May? I haven't been approached since them. Okay. So it's been a long time since I've been out on a date. Men just don't come up to me because I think they think, oh, she got a boyfriend, or, you know, she must be a bitch, or so something can't be right. Like, beautiful girl by herself. Like, no, it's a trap.
Well, she believes she's a 10. You know what I'm saying? Hey, I'm not here to knock anyone. Believe what you want to believe. But yeah, she's not a 10. I'm sorry. Some of you guys may disagree. To me, she's not a 10. Now, she is a pretty woman. She is very attractive. But the breast is fake. That's not real. I don't know if her hair is real or not. Nonetheless, I give her a 7. Yeah, because she's nice looking. So I give her a 7, you know, max 8. But 10... she's not. I'm sorry.
Like, did I do something wrong? I think I did. Story time about the time I bought that big house in Vegas, and I thought it was the brightest idea ever, but I was so freaking depressed. And that is why you should not move to Vegas if you are a single black woman. It is not for you, girl. It's not for you. It doesn't matter how cheap the rent is. It's not going to be worth it. End of 2020, I had like $100,000+ saved up, right, from the pandemic. And I was like, I need to do something with this. It's time to buy property. But I was living in LA at the time, so I was feeling like, girl, you're not going to get very far here. So I figured, yeah, you'll get a lot further in Vegas. So I start going to Vegas, child. I'm looking for properties. I find one that I like. It's beautiful, brand new, not even finished, okay? So I help, you know, pick out the finishes and stuff and move into the house. And after a couple months, I start to feel like, girl, you moved away from all the black people. Just keep it honest. Keep it funky. You moved away from your people. And now you feel isolated, just like this big old field you in. And like, my best friend lives there. She's African. So that was like the only bit of black culture that I could get, was like hanging out with her. But I can't rely on Salwa. I cannot rely on Salwa. So here I am. My assistant lost my cat.
You know, ain't no black men there to get on the dating roster, and I am unapologetically black. So it's like, yeah, if you're not black, I will date you because I don't discriminate. But black men, my first choice, because I'm black.
She had $100,000+ saved up. I wonder what she does for a living. What does she do for a living? If you made it this far, hit that like button and leave a comment to trigger YouTube's algorithm. I'm a new channel and I'm trying to grow. So hit that subscribe button and hit that bell to let you know every time I upload a new video. She has an OnlyFans page, so I'm guessing that's where she's making her money from. And she is also a stripper. We're definitely not going to show that part because, I sure did. I want to look that up on OnlyFans, and sure enough, she's hardcore. She showed it all. So that makes sense how she can save up. She can save up 100 band. So let's go back to our TikTok.
So y'all have been asking me how the dating scene has been in Bali, and I've been telling y'all the same thing. I'm not on the market. I'm on the bench. Matter of fact, I'm not even in the arena. Look at my hair, though. Look at it. Bitch, I feel like myself. So I put my presidential Nina back on today, and I do have a little crush. I'm not going to lie. The last few days, I've seen this guy at this hookah lounge. Now, I think he's the owner. But don't quote me on that. I do like a nice, stable man, though. You know, one I can rely on is going to be there when I get there. I'll let you know how that goes. Listen, if you don't hear anything else from me about this dude, just assume, like, he wasn't there. But I shook his hand 2 days ago. He looked at me. He passed my thing. He walked straight up to my little booth and was like, you know, held my hand like this. Oh, and I felt it. It was soft. It made me feel like he don't really do, you know, blue collar work. Definitely owner energy. So yeah, this is what we pulled up in today.
Hey, you can say what you want to say. She is entertaining. She is very, very entertaining. Now, I don't know. She's kind of contradicting herself because this video is old. It's older than the one that she's saying no man is approaching her. And it's older than the one her and her friend were asking, where are the good men? Those are current videos. Those are current videos. Which proves that her social media, her platforms, the way she behaves, all these videos is not helping. If anything, it's keeping men away from her. You understand what I'm saying? Man, she's a nut. Hey, I'm not gonna lie though. I'm not gonna lie. She's very bubbly. She's very, very bubbly. Which I can confirm she would be cool to hang around. You know what I'm saying? You go out with her, kick, you know, just go out with her, go out on the town, have a good time, come home, smash, and keep you pushing. You know what I'm saying? She's very bubbly. You know, I'm not gonna lie. I like that. That's cool. That's very cool. Let's keep going. Like I said, guys, not gonna lie. You know, she's a very nice looking sister. I would do her. I would definitely smash. I know this is a man's channel or whatever, but yeah, man, fellas, come on now. Let's keep it 100. Yeah, I know y'all would smash. Anyway, I like her. I see why a lot of guys kept sending this to me. I like her personality. She doesn't seem like she's one of these stuck up, you know, females. She seems like one of those females, when you go out with her, you're gonna have a good time. She's gonna keep you laughing, you know what I'm saying? Then at the end of the day, y'all do what y'all do. They're just keeping it 1,000. That's what that is. That's what she, you know, I could be wrong, but just going by everything we're looking at, that's what I see her as. I see why she's having a problem landing the man she wants. For the kind of money she's making, I'm pretty sure she will not date a dude that's making average salary, a dude that's making 30K, 40K, 50K. Going by her behavior, going by her other channels that I looked at, that's not safe for me to show here, but yeah, I was looking. Hey, I'm human. I'm a man. I was looking for show. But nonetheless, no man on her level, no man making the kind of money she's making or more would take her seriously because she's all over the place. Most men would see her as a toy. Most men would see her as a bedroom enjoyment. And afterwards, they send her her way. So men not approaching her is not because of what she thinks. I can almost guarantee it. Like I said, she is very popular, very, very popular on TikTok. And 9 times out of 10, a lot of those men that follow her on TikTok also look her up on OnlyFans.
Now, what do you guys think? Do you agree or do you disagree? Either way, leave your comments below so we can start this conversation. Until the next video, stay safe in the streets. Later.
That will wrap it up for today's episode. And thank you for joining me. So please, leave a comment below. If you agree, if you disagree, it doesn't matter. Leave the comment below. And also, you tell me what you want me to cover. You tell me what you want me to discuss and what you want me to react to. Okay? And that's it, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you so much for joining me. And I see you on the next episode. Please don't forget to subscribe. Let's rebuild the Black nuclear family. It is needed. Okay? God bless.